The great land is bathed in the red light of dusk. Those 7 days have almost passed. Travis, drunk, and worst of all,
it's Mike. Me, Mike. Say it. Say Mike. Me, I'm Mike. I'm here.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I hate that a lot, Travis. I really don't like it.
Well, how many options do you think they had?
I don't know.
They could name their show something different.
That's a good idea,
well,
Travis.
What if you really like the name?
Wow, what a concept there. If you have a name that other people have, you shouldn't use that name. You shouldn't just be at Legacy Radio 1 because there's already a Legacy Radio. You should change your name to something that isn't already taken.
So I shouldn't name my new show The Joe Rogan Experience.
No, you can't be at The Joe Rogan Experience 1, Travis. You can't.
Shenanigans, I say.
Thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
In a rare daytime episode. Can you believe it?
Daytime, Travis, the sun is shining through both of our windows. Guys, we are not live this week, but we do have a special treat for you. Coming up after the break, we are going to talk to Judy Tenuta. Travis, she's a comedian, right? A comedian?
She is. That's absolutely true. I grew up on Judy Tenuta.
So we're going to talk to her. She's a lot of fun. We look forward to all that. Travis, I wanted to get up on the soapbox.
Yes.
For a minute. Yeah, yeah.
You got a theme. I feel like there should be a music cue for that. Like,
soapbox.
You got a soapbox. You like to jump on it.
Mike, he's got a soapbox. Boxy gets on it.
It's soapbox time.
The internet got mad at Joe Rogan, right? Because he's talking about COVID a lot. And
yeah.
People are like, stop talking about COVID, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, talk to Elon Musk again, get him high, and we'll just talk about that.
So then Neil Young, he said, hey, I don't want my music on Spotify because Joe Rogan's on Spotify. And then everybody said, well, Neil Young isn't pro-censorship. You know, he's just voting with his wallet. Yeah, he's voting with his wallet for censorship. But then Joe Rogan, he posted like an Instagram just saying, guys, this is so much. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And The Rock replied to Joe Rogan's Instagram and said, hey, Joe Rogan, it's cool that you apologized. So then all the people that were mad at Joe Rogan said, okay, I'm mad at The Rock now, too. Can you imagine?
Which is so far-fetched.
Can
like,
you imagine being mad at The Rock, Travis?
Who's ever been mad at The Rock in the Rock's entire lifetime?
But it gets better. Okay, so we're mad at The Rock, and so they are still mad at Joe Rogan. Somebody compiled like a super cut of Joe Rogan saying the N-word, which, I mean, like, Joe Rogan does like 3 or 4 hour podcasts, Travis, and there's like 1,700 of them. I can't imagine how long it takes.
Whose hobby is this to go through hated internet personalities?
Yeah, somebody you don't like.
You don't even like them, so you subject yourself to thousands of hours of
audio. You'd have to have a whole team, I would imagine. Like, you have to get like hundreds of people and say, okay, guys, this is what we're doing as a group. And like, if you're that organized and you can make something like you should do something worth doing.
Right. Like, if you're going to put that much effort into something, like, put new things out into the world as opposed to just combining somebody else's.
So they have this supercut of Joe Rogan saying the N-word, and that's the new thing. So then they send that to The Rock, and they said, hey, The Rock, you commented on an Instagram post of this piece of shit. And so then The Rock quote tweeted that and just basically said, oh, I didn't know about this. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. I don't think he like necessarily like said, oh, well, fuck Joe Rogan then. And I don't really think he like apologized or anything. He just kind of said, hey, this thing with Joe Rogan and the N-word, didn't know about it. Thanks for letting me know.
Yep, and so thanks for bringing it to my attention.
Then the shithead pro Joe Rogan people, Travis, they're like, well, fuck The Rock.
Yeah. now the Rock is the bad guy from the Joe Rogan supporter perspective.
So they're going through, like, they're watching hours and hours of The Rock when he was playing as wrestling characters and like snitching on The Rock because like he made fun of Chinese people, you know, when he was The Rock, the wrestling Attitude Era guy.
The Rock has always been playing a character. I mean, going back to wrestling, I guess he's, you know, more of a, just a regular personality now when he's not in 5,000 movies. But it's always amazing to me, depending on what side you're coming from, how far you're willing to go to, quote unquote, expose somebody's hateful past. You know what I mean? But then we'll watch programming. Like right now, the Peacemaker, Peacemaker is a really great show that I'm really enjoying on HBO Max. And one of the main characters, I guess he's one of the antagonists, is a mega racist. Like,
ooh,
mega racist, where he's calling the Asian character.
Oh, you're talking about T-1000?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the actor playing one of the villains is a racist, but you're talking about the actual character is a racist.
The actual character, right? And that's why I'm saying, like, The Rock was a character. Like, so.
Sure.
Why we can enjoy watching this overtly racist character on television and be like, oh, that's, you know, that's good entertainment. Obviously, Robert Patrick is not an actual racist.
Well, he might be.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't know him personally. Yeah. He could be a hoodwear. But why we can enjoy entertainment like that, but when it has to do with our media personalities playing characters, like, then we're going to use that and take it out of context.
But what's hilarious, Travis, all of the people whining about cancel culture, like the same people who are mad that people are trying to go after Joe Rogan, are also cheering that Whoopi Goldberg got suspended. They're all a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Because
every single one of them is a hypocrite.
If you're anti-censorship, you're anti-censorship all the time.
That goes back to, you know, when Roseanne got booted off of her own show.
Right.
And then months later, James Gunn got kicked out of Marvel for a while because of something he said in the past. And it's like, yeah, the one group's like, oh, you can't censor this. And then James Gunn gets canceled. It's like, ah, that's what you get.
Right.
It's like, what? Come on.
You know, she went on the air. She apologized. I don't know what else she could do. Right.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg's been around for 50 years. There is going to be a point where she says something objectionable.
And I'm not defending what she said. I don't even really know what she said. What did she say? Did she say something about the Holocaust?
Something about
guys, quit talking about the fucking Holocaust.
I don't know.
Don't compare stuff to the Holocaust. Don't call people Nazis. Is there really Nazis?
Nazis was, it used to be when you said Nazi, it was like the worst possible person you could think of.
No, it's just everybody,
and now it's
right?
just kind of a blanket term to, you know.
Like they're saying those guys in the trucks, they're all Nazis, right?
Right.
The guys in Canada in the trucks.
Right.
They're probably not Nazis. They're probably just people that, like, you know, want to drive their trucks.
Not every group that you dislike should be compared to Nazis.
And if there's
committed genocide.
One Nazi in the group, fuck that guy. What I'm trying to say, Travis, is there's very good people on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. On both sides. Of, yes, absolutely.
Maybe we're shitheads, too. I don't know. We might be.
It's a possibility, you know, because I see, listen, I...
Yeah, what if we suck, Travis? I haven't really considered
but
that.
But the only thing that I just don't care.
Right.
Let people live their lives. And it's not everything is a battle that you need to get your weaponry out. You got to fight every day about every... Just let people live their lives.
Yeah, Travis,
it's not all us or them. It's
I'll step off my soapbox now, but I just want to say, if you're going back and watching old clips of The Rock and trying to drum up shit on The Rock, you're wrong there. Like, I don't know about all this other stuff, but I do know that if you're trying to get The Rock in trouble, then you're probably the bad guy.
Who by all accounts is just one of the best guys. If you're trying to cancel The Rock, which is never going to happen. Just like,
and he's really muscular, Travis. He looks like really, his arms are really big.
He's so huge. If you're trying to cancel The Rock, you're the literal Nazi.
Right.
Ding dong, ding dong, his don't go.
Dubfod goes hard.
Ever been using your phone's GPS and thought to yourself, this bitch don't know me? Who gives her the right to tell me where to go? Maybe it's time you get the directions from a friend.
In half a mile, keep right!
Go to WFODix.com and look for Waze under the Extras tab.
In 0.1 miles, turn left, and then turn right.
Mike is the driving companion you've always wanted. Get him today.
Turn left.
Yeah, I'm sure you can tell by now I'm the kind of woman who sits by the phone and waits for some stud to call.
Sick of Joe Rogan spreading all of this misinformation about vaccines. If Spotify is going to let him say all of this trash on the app, then I want them to take my musical. So then Spotify was like, all right, well, we'll take your musical. You're Neil Young. And this is Joe Rogan. We paid him millions of dollars. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. Because Spotify was never going to quit Joe Rogan. You give a guy $100 million, you're going to keep the guy that you gave $100 million to.
Is Chris Brown on there? I hate to spoil it. Chuck Berry filmed Lady sitting on the toilet. The guy from Lost Prophets tried to fuck a baby. And did Vince Neil kill a guy? Or am I going crazy? Same platform as R. Kelly and Bill Cosby. Spacey sang the soundtrack to Beyond the Sea.
Delete my Spotify.
G.G. Allen's on there. That guy's a psycho.
Delete my Spotify.
Come then. Let's go home. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Thank you. guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Grammy-nominated comedian and ordained minister in the Church of Judaism. For more information, check out judytenuta.com. Guys, Judy Tenuta is here. Judy, Travis has something in common with you because he kind of collects nicknames. It seems like you just keep pulling up more and more nicknames. And Travis, he has a lot, too.
Are you talking about nicknames for myself?
Yeah. No,
honey, mine are not nicknames. I have several titles. This is, you know.
Oh, they're official titles. They're not nicknames.
Yeah, mine are nicknames. Hers are official titles.
If you want me to go through them,
I would love for you to go through them.
All right. Well, I'm the flower giver, goddess, fashion plate saint, earth mother, hostess, geisha girl. Buffer of foreheads, healer of hermaphrodites, blesser of bunions, queen of candy pants, empress of elves impersonators, and Aphrodite of the accordion. I don't think I left anything out.
All right, would you say you're done collecting official titles, or are you still being ordained into different things?
For a little while there, I was a gossip. You know, with all the news everywhere, and news is turning into gossip. I noticed that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know how much news? There's some gossip going on, but I know they have to get their listeners to stay tuned. So you know, they always want to know about J-Ho's ass or whatever. So you know that. So.
Speaking of which, Judy, do you have any good gossip that you can share with us that we can get listeners with?
Yeah, we'd love to have a really good clickbaity.
Yeah, something that we snippet. Can snip out of context, hopefully, and like get those clicks. That would be great.
Oh, honestly, you know, I am not, especially because we're doing what we're doing in the middle of this pig pandemic. I'm not out there, you know, watching. I don't know who's Adele cancel a show or anything, you know, you get that on your own. But, I'm too busy taking care of my stuff, just like everyone else, because as you know, besides being the love goddess and petite flower and giver goddess at Fashion Place, I am also kicking cancer's ass.
All right.
That's my job every day now.
You're in a battle.
Well, yes, but I am happy to say that I'm in partial remission. I feel good. And a lot of that is due to, of course, I keep a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And people pray for me. Many people, you know, and I know a lot of people are rooting for me and, you know, all that good stuff.
How has it been fighting through this during the pandemic? Have you found it to be easier or harder?
I don't know how it would be easier or harder because I've not done it outside of the pandemic.
Sure.
Yeah, compared to the other pandemics. But
I would say this. All right. In a way, it's not as bad, I think, as if people were not in a pandemic because we're all kind of locked in a little. So even though I'm going through what I'm going through, I'm not the only one staying in some of the time. Of course, it's getting a little more liberal now, a little more free. You can go out and do things. Where do you guys live?
I'm in St. Louis and Travis is in Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, you guys don't even have to wear masks.
That is pretty right? correct, actually.
This is how you get addicted to L.A. The weather is just so addictive. Like, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to brag about it, but right now it's like almost 79 degrees.
Yeah, Judy, I've been driving to work in 18 inches of snow the last 3 days, so.
Stop it!
Right.
You know, I'm originally from Chicago. I know what blizzards and how about waking up when you guys have to wake up? I don't know how early you have to wake up for your show or whatever you record or whatever you're doing, but when I had to wake up and scrape the ice off of my car, that was That was a tough one.
I think the time I went to Chicago, Travis, is the coldest I've ever been in my life because the wind, it blows so hard. It goes through you. It chills your soul.
It's the absolute truth. Well, Canada's pretty awful too. I in the winter I've been to what was the coldest area? I can't think of the name of it, but it was so cold. I mean, really, we were stuck at the airport because of the horrible snow and the weather, and people were just wearing other people to stay warm.
we're in a warm up right now. It's actually 27 degrees today here in Wisconsin.
Ooh,
so
braggart.
That's beautiful.
it's pretty nice since we've been negative temperatures for a good solid week. So
go out on the deck.
It's time
and
to
get tan,
outside
bud.
And get those shorts on and maybe play a little ball.
That is why, you know, it's like even when people run out of money here, they want to stay here.
And they just build a tent, right?
Unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot of that going on because think about it. If you were homeless, where would you live? I mean, I'd live here.
Exactly. That's, I mean, you're going to sunny California. You're not coming up to Wisconsin to sleep in a tent.
Do you actually get homeless people?
There's a small contingent. I guess if you go south and you go to your larger metropolitan areas, your Milwaukee's, your Madison, there's a larger group down there. But up here, there's not much. We have a lot, you know, being kind of rural communities, there's actually a lot of decent programs for people who have been displaced where the county and thing will actually pay for them to stay in hotels and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're able to actually kind of combat that homelessness, you know, around here. So
our homeless
besides
are talented,
battling
Travis.
Cancer, Judy, how are you keeping yourself busy otherwise? I see. I actually looked at your website and I didn't realize this about you, is that you are ordained in your own religion to perform marriages.
The last marriage I performed, it was via Zoom.
Oh, wonderful.
And everybody was excited about it. It was a gay wedding, two gay men. And so that was a while ago, a few months ago. But it turned out great.
Would you say a large percentage now of your fan base is gay men?
It's hard to say because I would say I think a lot of women, yes, gay men. And if I'm going by my social media, I don't know if they're all gay, but you know, men and then, you know, women that are, I don't know. I just women in general, I would say, and gay women too. And let's see what else. And kooky people.
you yourself are a kooky person.
I would say, I love everyone. So I don't care whether you're gay or straight, rich or poor, black or white, green, orange, or whatever religion you are, or what, as long as you are good to yourself and good to others. Yeah, that's what we need.
The reason I guess I ask is I grew up with you, right? Like, I was probably too young to be watching HBO comedy specials when they were first, you know, during that 80s comedy boom. Your special, I was probably, when did your first special HBO special come out?
87.
So I would have seen it in reruns probably about 8-9 years old, because it was like you and Sam Kinison and Andrew Dice Clay are all comedians that I remember, you know, being part of the HBO special boom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Stephen Wright. And yeah, you know, it was very exciting. Now it's like everybody who, you know, the media has changed everything. And of course, digitally and, you know, the computer. But because now they have these competitions or whatever. Oh, yeah. Everybody's a comedian.
There did seem to be some kind of shifting thing where all of a sudden people everywhere are like, hey, comedy seems easy. Let me pretend to be a comedian and fail miserably.
If I could give you an example, I was flying to New York. Oh, this was before the pandemic, and to do a show. And when I landed, and the driver came to get me, he gets, Judy, you know, he says, yeah, Tenuta, Judy, you know what? Listen, you know, I know that you're wacky and crazy. Listen, I have a type 5 on 7-Eleven. I want to do it for. Oh my God, are you kidding me with this? No, the other one that kills me. Let's talk about pet peeves, shall we?
Absolutely.
God. You know, first of all, when you've got cancer, do not say this to someone else. Oh, Judy, I know how you feel. Like I stubbed my toe while I was rotating on my flagpole. Go hang yourself. You have no idea. Don't you dare compare yourself to my pain. Okay, pig? Kneel down and worship me. All right? We don't have time. You know, I had a woman call me. This is so whacked. She kept my number from when I did shows in Florida. She was one of the people that would bring me around to the different shows. I kind of forgot who she was.
Like a driver?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But she works for the club. It was a nice club. It was like a theater. Okay. So, and she says, oh, Judy, I saw that you, are going through this battle. Oh my God, you know, well, listen, I wanted to cheer you up. You know, I just got promoted at Target. And I go, oh my God.
It made you feel so much better, didn't it?
That is better than. If you said to me, Judy, I found a cure for cancer. Yeah, that you got a promotion at a hole called Target.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know something, Judy. The last time I went to the grocery store, they had the ice cream that I like in stock. So I was able to have some of that the other night.
Judy, if that doesn't make you feel better, I don't know what will.
Well, no, that's a lot better than I was promoted to the bathroom attendant at Target. Yeah, that really helped me feel. And it's all about you, right? Yeah, okay.
Well, were any of his 7-Eleven jokes any good?
No, I said to put up the window then. So. Put up the window, bozo. We don't have time. No. Oh, my God, it's hysterical how people are. But. You know, see, then I get to tell you these stories. You don't believe how people really talk. I do have wonderful people that call me. I have a friend. She was just trying to call me now. And every other day, basically, she calls me and she goes, Judy, what are you doing? And I go, well, right now I'm just taking a pile of clothes off my bed. She goes, no, you're not. You're kicking cancer's ass. So she has to remind me what.
It's nice to have friends like that in your life.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's in my corner. I have someone who really, my boyfriend takes, I want to give thanks. I really want to express gratitude to people who really look out for me, because I'm really grateful for that. And that would be my boyfriend, who takes me to all my appointments and everything. Oh, my God. You really need a little team, and I have some girlfriends who help me with things like that too. And then just for fun, to take me, we go to lunch or something like that.
To keep your mind off things, I guess.
Well, no, I just like to, you know, I also like to just talk about things like a regular person. Yeah.
Well, you like to have regular conversations with humans around you.
That's what I do. And I was like, hey, I'm kicking cancer's ass. I'm kicking cancer's ass. I'm whipping it. I'm licking it. I'm kicking cancer's ass. Woohoo.
Judy, you had a movie come out a long time ago that they're re-releasing. Is that, did I read that right?
Yeah. Yes. It's called Desperation Boulevard. This movie, you can, let me give the synopsis. You know, I play a former child star who will stop at nothing to make a comeback. And I have a manager who is ruthless, and he will also stop at nothing to get me press. But the kind of press he gets me is so, by the way, brilliantly played by Academy Award nominee Michael Lerner, who was in Barton Fink and, you know, just a lot of movies and a lot of, you would recognize him.
He's one of those guys that you'd recognize, but you may not know his name right off the bat.
Yes. Absolutely. Anyway.
I'm looking him up. Michael.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah, he's in 100 things.
Also, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I was very lucky. I got several great people to be in it. Weird Al Yankovic, Emo Phillips did a little bit. Also, Downtown Julie Brown. My favorite thing kind of was that the director got together many childhood. Now, you're too young, but you know of shows like Leave It to Beaver and, or maybe you don't.
Yeah, oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. They would always play reruns at like Nick at Night and whatnot. You'd see all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Nowadays, you can get anything on the internet. So
we're probably about due for a gritty Leave It to Beaver reboot. When you think,
yeah, like the Beav is like addicted to like meth or something, and like
that's what they'd call it. They just call it the Beav.
I love that. Yeah, and by the way, he's very nice. And so we had Eddie Haskell, the guy who played Eddie Haskell, who I'm so sorry, I can't remember his name. Anyway, we filmed a card game. And what it is that all these child actors get together. I'm one of them, but of course I'm playing a child actor. I never really was one, but I'm here with people who really were, like, and let's bless these people who are no longer with us. Dana Plato, Aaron Moran, and of course Eddie Haskell, which I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry. But the one still living is Burt Ward.
Oh, yeah.
He's got dog food now.
Burt Ward, yeah, TV's Robin has dog food?
Whenever you go anywhere, it's like real colorful. Like it looks like a comic book, the dog food box of Burt Ward's dog food. That's his thing is dog food.
Yeah, I know. I guess that's his special interest now.
Ken Osmond is Eddie Haskell's name. I looked that up for you because you were having
Ken Osmond?
Ken Osmond, yeah.
Thank you. And I won't, let me repeat it. Ken Osmond, thank you so much. And I'm sorry to say, I think he's no longer with us.
He is not. No, he's.
Yeah. Boy, that's great. You guys are great at picking up. I can ask you anything. And you have it. Let's see. What could I think of? Well, what's Kevin Spacey doing right now?
I don't know. He didn't release his Christmas video this year. He went like 5 years in a row giving us an update on Christmas. And this year we got nothing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You worried about him, aren't you? I'm worried about him. I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had that whole thing. You see, let's go back in time to, now you guys, you know, I've been living out here for like, God, since 1990, I want to say 94. And I was always invited to, I'm sorry, but this is an epic time to me. I was always invited to the Playboy Mansion to go to and their best parties were, this is gossip.
This is good.
Parties were for Halloween. I wish you guys could have come. Oh my God. You would see the craziest. I would see, like, I'm walking in there. One time I was dressed as Anna Nicole Smith. She was still alive right then. Should I name all the people I saw there?
Sure.
Yeah, name drop.
Yeah. Oh my God, this was so much fun.
I've been watching the Bill Cosby thing, and they said that Bill Cosby was there a lot. Do you ever see Bill?
He is someone that I did not see. However, I did see Ben Affleck, Ryan O'Neal, who's not as big of a star right now, but boy, was he horny. He was he grabbed me when I was dressed like Anna Nicole, and he thought I was, you know, and I'm much thinner, you know, and he grabs me and goes, yeah, I'd like to keep you on my lap for a while. I go, all right, Ryan.
It's not Christmas. You're not Santa Claus. I'm not sitting on your lap,
right.
Buddy.
It was hysterical. Charlize Theron and, Kevin Spacey, and he was very nice to me. Drew Carey. But
don't you think it's weird that they didn't open that place up after Hugh Hefner died, like for tours and stuff, like they did Prince's House?
I think they do, but you have to pay a lot of money. You have to remember, I got to go for free because I was a celebrity.
Well, yeah, you're a celebrity. But what about us dorks from Missouri? Maybe we want
to
check it out.
You have to pay unless you got a special invite for whatever reason. But you would have to pay like $1,000.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's like a Super Bowl ticket.
I mean, Judy, like going and seeing Prince's House was like $60.
This is what we're saying. Oh my God. You could go inside Prince's House.
Yeah.
You can't go into the living quarters, but you can go into all of the other, the main level you can go, whereas like his special rooms, his office, he had like a basketball court that they converted into like a Purple Rain room.
I love that.
The parking cones were purple.
Yeah, everything was purple, man. It's Paisley Park.
Purple rain. Yeah. Oh, he's great. That whole thing was really weird, right? How he died. I can't really. All these things are so mysterious. Like even Michael Jackson and him and right.
Yeah, it's messed up. And that one actually, the Prince death hit me really hard. Like I've been a fan, like a real fan, all my life. And you know, as the details come out and you see all these people self-medicating with prescription drugs, and that's ultimately kind of how they go down, is like such a tragedy.
Well, let's talk about good things about Prince. You know, I did many shows in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, you know, earlier in my career. And it was so funny because the club owner at the time goes, Judy, we're going to this restaurant. Usually Prince likes to come here late at night. So we'd wait, and we never saw him there, but I did meet him backstage when I was doing the VH1 awards. This was, you know, God, what was it? It was 1989, and we are backstage, and I am so excited. I was an inch taller than he is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on, you guys. Nobody's shorter than I am, but Prince was, and it was so great. I go, oh, Prince! You know, I was so excited. All his security guards swarm around him. And I go, nope, hello, I am a, you know, I'm not like a stalker. I'm here to announce the next, you know, I'm here to go on stage and be a comedian on stage, you know.
He was intimidated by you.
Well, they were just doing their job, swarming around their prince, you know. But I was very excited. Of course, I don't expect him to talk to me. I just was excited. You know?
Yeah, of course. You see Prince, you're going to get excited. And that would have been one of the pinnacles of his powers, because that would have 89 would have been the year of Bat Dance.
See? Oh, my. That guy was the most genius musician, right? I mean, he could play. Oh, God, that guy. Right?
That's right. He did that. He did it all. Did it all. Like casual listeners of Prince will just know him as the little red Corvette guy, but as you dig deeper into his catalog, the man was a musical genius.
Oh, I love it. What's the one about the beret? Raspberry beret. I love that one too. Do you know what Hugh Hefner's favorite? He would play this as we would near midnight every New Year's Eve soiree that he had, which was off the charts great, by the way. All the food, every kind of he had a special area for seafood, a special area for the desserts, it was awesome. You really got pampered over there anyway. And then he had this great dance floor. And he would have these musicians up on the stage. And of course, I just have to tell you guys, because you have never experienced this, and I don't think you'll be able to, but the Playboy bunnies, you would be greeted by women. And I go, wow, her outfit is like sticking to her, like it's her skin. And guess what? It was her skin. Their outfits were painted on. In other words, they were naked with painted on lingerie.
Does that come out off in the shower, or do you have to have like some kind of special, like a solvent or something?
Hugh Hefner probably had like some sort of Bacta tank where he dipped the Playboy bunnies in it and it just stripped it right off.
Oh, okay.
You know. Well, I don't know about that. No, I think it's, but can you imagine? I had to get up right close and I said, "Oh my God, that's your real nipple." She goes, "Oh yeah, I'm naked."
That hurts my heart that you say I'll never be able to experience that, Judy, because that sounds like a dream come true.
I'm sorry, my darling. I'm just describing it to you.
I mean, Travis, so if you want, we could get together and just like paint each other and see how it goes.
No, I'm not doing that. But, you know, I'm not. But, you know, these ladies were, and by the way, they, so yeah, can you imagine that? Oh, and Prince, this is what he would do. What we're going to party like it's night. What is the song?
Yeah. Party like it's 1999.
Yeah. That would be the song he would play just before midnight. So we knew it was coming. So everybody, yeah. So, obviously he was a big Prince fan as well.
He kind of played it up like 1999 was going to be a big party. And I think we were all just worried about Y2K. I don't think 1999 was that big of a party, really.
No, I'm telling you that I went to the Playboy Mansion all the way up until my last one was, did I go in 2015? I think he just got married to that last girl.
Was she blonde?
I think her name.
Yeah.
Crystal. And, you know, I was invited, and he actually got married on New Year's Eve that day, and then he still had the party at night. It was crazy. Yeah, it was insane.
Guy knew how to live. Did he still play 1999 in 2015?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. No matter what year it was coming, because you have to remember he played all kind of music and then but obviously he loved that. We're going to party like it's 19, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. Great song. But anyway, Bill Maher, you know, everybody. God. Leo DiCaprio. I was so excited to see Leo DiCaprio. And he was, by the way, very nice, I might add.
That's all reports say that he's quite the fella.
Yeah, he's very nice, and obviously all he has to do is say hi, and there's 70 women licking him. So, you know.
Oh, to have the power.
He's Leo DiCaprio. Come on. You know? I mean, what do you do with that, right?
Right.
So, and then, and Ben Affleck, I told you that already, and Charlize Theron, if I can say a little, I was sitting near her and she was very happy because I think she was, if I can, you know, there were a few little smokes passed around, if you know what I mean. And so she was very happy. She was having a very good time laughing every second. She was, oh, Chris Rock, you know.
When you see Chris Rock, is he always on?
No. He's there. No, he's very, I've known him from many years back, and he goes, yeah, Judy, you know, he would say this way back when he was starting, but no, he was not. And he would be very, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you came to watch my show, you know.
I was going to say, you got to keep going with your Chris Rock impression. That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
You sound just like him, Judy.
No, you don't know how much I love him. I would say, okay, so here, let me do this because I love this. I love this one bit. He's got so many bits that I love, but anyway, one of them is, you know, my dad would come home, and I mean, my mom would whip out chicken and Geritol. We have fried chicken and Geritol. I said, Mom, why we gotta do that? We got chicken and fried. Oh, no. Then my other favorite one. You know, I'm at the church, and ladies, would you stop? I can't be looking at your ankles that look like bread rising. You got yeast ankles. Bread is rising. Jesus ain't gonna save you from that, okay? Anyway, I mean, I'm not saying it exactly, but that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you get the gist. That's all you really need with Chris Rock. You get the gist.
But I sound.
You got his essence. Yeah, you sound just like him.
I could be his sister. Yeah, no, I love the way he. You know what he likes to do? He likes to repeat. It's like, and then you got the police. I'm saying you got the police.
Right.
Right on me. He likes to. You know what I mean? Because it's anyway. But you know, he's great. So. Yeah.
Judy.
Yes.
You're a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad that we went off. You see, you got to let me get into the Playboy Mansion stuff. And I remember all. No, seriously. That I make that interview so fun because very few people were, you know, Andrew Dice Clay. By the way, very nice guy in person. Very nice. A great actor, too, by the way.
Adventures of Ford Fairlane, one of my favorite movies from my childhood.
Was that an action movie, well, Travis?
Yeah, action comedy, well, baby.
I don't think I've ever seen
that. Yeah,
but
we're talking about his recent... Yeah, maybe you haven't seen the recent things he's been in.
I just saw him in something today. I watched the Pam and Tommy. He's in that.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Pam and Tom. Okay. Hello. How great were those two? Lily... Is it Lily James?
Yeah.
To me, she was Pamela Anderson, and he was Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah. They were great. So you've watched it?
What about her body? I want to know how she, because I've seen her.
It's all prosthetics.
Oh, is that?
They put her in like a suit, like a Big Mama's house. She's like a clump.
Oh, God, honey. See, I am so happy you told me that because I go, how could she have a 12-inch waist and these boobs that stick up to the heavens?
The wiener's fake, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I said, that looks like a puppet. But I was getting a big kick out of it.
And Travis, you'll be excited to know the penis is voiced by Jason Mantzoukas. Jason Mantzoukas does the voice of Tommy Lee's penis.
Okay.
Wait, what?
See, yeah, the penis talks, Travis.
I love this stuff. I'm going to go watch it again. See, this is why it's hard to write material. I get addicted to. I watch these. I can't wait. When is it? I saw the first three. I can't wait till the next one comes up. Oh my God, you guys! What about Ozarks? Oh my God, are you watching that? Did you see that?
I have one episode left in the current season. So.
Okay. Can I just say? I'm like my whole time. My boyfriend and I are going. Okay, who's going to die in this episode?
we just had a conversation about. I think it was last week where they've really driven every character over the course of the four seasons to be just completely unlikable.
I don't think I'm rooting for any of them, Judy. I kind of want them all to.
Yeah. Now don't tell me too much, my dear, because I caught up to this late, and I'm only on. I think the third season.
You got some good stuff ahead of you.
Judy, they're all kind of garbage, though. They're bad people.
Well, that's what my girlfriend said. She goes, if you think you've seen bad people, I love the little, her name is Julie Garner.
Julia Garner, Ruthie.
What about her?
Yeah, she's great. Actress.
She's a badass.
Yeah, when that show started. When that show first started and I first started watching it, I could not take my eyes off of her in even just the first season, right? This was before Ozark became Ozark. It was just a Netflix show. And, you know, I'd gotten into the first handful of episodes and I'm just like, there's something mesmerizing about this actress where you just can't take, you know, it's not like she's not conventionally beautiful or anything. It's her.
It's her power.
Yeah.
She's like this little diminutive little. You know, like what do you call those little dolls with the head? I don't know. But oh my God, these guys are five times bigger than. Oh no, you're coming in. You're giving me the money, and then you're leaving. That's or whatever she says. I don't know. But oh my God, she's like I love Jason Bateman. Are you not rooting for him?
I'm not rooting for him. I hope he gets what's coming to him. He's a bad guy.
Mike, remember, she is in season three, though.
Okay. He sucked then, too, Travis.
Okay, you guys. I don't know what we're going to do. I can't handle it. Now I've got to go rewatch Pam. And right after I'm done talking to you guys, I'm going to binge watch the next ones.
Okay, well, call us back when you're done.
No, my girlfriend already said, she said, Judy, I'm not going to give any, but you, if you thought you saw bad, you don't know. You don't know what you're going to see. It's going to be really bad people. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're all terrible.
they're terrible people, every single one of them.
Oh, my God. Well, wait a minute. Can I just say this, though, real quickly? Okay. I don't mind if they take a little leeway, but their daughter, Charlotte, claims to be 15. She looks 30.
Yeah,
she,
okay? Wait till you, season four, she looks like she's about 42. It's insane.
And the kid has sprouted up too. He used to be a little bitty guy, and now he's taller than Jason Bateman, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's great. But I didn't like her to begin with because they all have to stay together, and this bitch is always going out and doing assed up things. And then now she, of course, wanting to get, what do you call it? Emancipated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the best thing that could happen to her.
We really are going to have to talk to you again.
Get away from all those garbage people. Travis.
Get into after you get into season four. Your opinions on everything might change.
Okay. I think so. But let's just the next. Would you guys guide me on this? The next Tommy, Pam and Tommy is coming up, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
They just put out three a couple days ago.
So thank you for. I feel a little better. So you're telling me her boobs and whatever we see, that's prosthetic.
It's all fake, yeah.
So she was never really naked.
No.
And he, that thing.
That puppet?
it was a puppet penis.
I'm dying.
They probably had like a props guy that carried it around in a suitcase. It probably cost a lot of money to make that.
There's probably, what do you think, like three, four guys underneath operating it like Elmo? Like it's Elmo?
Yeah. Yeah, like the Henson Corporation got in there and they were like, okay,
And then Jason Mantzoukas is kneeling under the table doing the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I love talking about, but I think we listen, everybody, all your listeners, we kind of veered off course, but I love talking about that stuff.
This is not so much as an interview. This is more like a Sunday pop culture catch up.
Yeah, it's like radio brunch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Or podcast brunch, whatever you want to call it. Listen, I'm not kidding you guys. Now I got to go and watch the next Ozark.
Yeah. Judy, where should we send people? It looks like you're big on TikTok.
Thank you. Yeah. Listen, my dear, I love when people write to me on Instagram. I get Twitter, Facebook. Please go to my YouTube channel and please watch. I have at least 60 videos. I'm not bragging, but they are a lot of fun. I have a lot of music videos that you would love. I have Kicking Cancer's Ass. I have Mountain Girl. Mountain Girl is so much fun. Also, I did a tribute to Madonna and Lady Gaga, but it's great. It's called Hot Bra Cones. And then I've got, something about having a bad hair day. It's called Spike It. And, I have many clips of different things I've done, and it's just, I'm not bragging, but it's a lot of fun.
So it's at Judy Tenuta on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
JudyTenuta.com.
Thank you so much.
It was a real treat talking to you, Judy.
Oh, you guys are great. You know what? Can I tell you a little secret?
Sure.
Yep.
It's nice talking to guys that on a podcast that aren't 90. So I'm just very grateful. You know, we know, you know, I'm older than you, but you can tell I'm very hip and I know about, so when I get somebody who, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, but anyway, so you
talk about a bunch of 90-year-old podcasters?
No, that's probably really, don't
Judy,
that.
That's really boring. I'm going to advocate for you and say, you tell those old pervs to buzz off.
Accept all of the invitations from young pervs.
Yeah.
I love that you know all this. Like, if I were to ask, I don't even know their names really, but,
Gilbert Gottfried.
I love Gilbert.
I do too. I'm just kidding.
I hate these actors from England. They're taking all of our parts. I hate them. I hate them. We can get, I just hate them.
That's not bad.
Well, good. Boy, I don't care what they do with Affleck. I always think of Gilbert. They try to, reintroduce that with someone else. It doesn't matter. He's Affleck. Yeah. Anyway, but listen, you guys, this was a lot of fun. And I think I think it's time for the goddess to
go watch some Ozark.
You know what?
Pam and Tommy.
I'm sorry. You don't mind.
Not at all.
we had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks, and Judy.
And I want to tell everybody, please keep a positive attitude. This is my mantra every day. I say, I wake up, I might not feel so great, but I immediately do afterwards, like, you guys are making me feel great. So I will say every morning, please wake up and say, I am healthy, I am loved, and I am blessed. Damn it.
2022, the year of better than ever.
Right.
Yeah. So much, you guys. You're
thanks,
a lot
Judy.
Of fun.
Hope to do it again soon.
Okay, it could happen.
All right. That's.
Hey, Charles, pick of the week. We've been watching the docuseries. I believe it's on Showtime. It's called "We Need to Talk About Cosby."
Oh, how is that?
It's interesting, and it's not just like a hit piece. It's like. Really, and we haven't watched the last part. We've watched the first three, but it's like it's well thought out because it's all about the conflict of like, how to feel about it. Because of course, horrible shit. But
art versus artist kind of conversations.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of the conflict. It's going through the history of him and like some of the good stuff that he's done, but also like people. Telling horrific stories about the terrible shit he did. So
that sounds very, because regardless of what an awful person he turned out to be, the Cosby Show was like seminal in my childhood. Like everybody watched the Cosby Show. There was only a handful of networks at the time. Like everybody watched that show and it was like a wholesome, and it lasted forever. Like the Cosby Show is an amazing show.
Before that, he was on I Spy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling the stories about he kind of was the one who made it so that they stopped painting white stunt people black. And he said, "No, get a black stuntman."
It's not that complicated. We are out there.
They were talking about this guy got his gig as a black stuntman because Bill Cosby needed a stuntman and refused to have they were showing examples, Travis, that I had never seen before of in one of the James Bond movies. Like it's just a white dude that they straight up painted black.
Jesus Christ.
Pretending to be a black woman, and like if you slow it down and look at it, it's pretty fucking egregious. And it is like, okay, and I assume if it wasn't him, eventually it'd have been somebody else, but it was
him. Yeah, right. Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, so I recommend that. It's an interesting watch.
We should figure out who that stunt person was. They painted black so we could cancel him.
We could get him, Travis. But
let's get that son of a bitch.
I think it was the Sean Connery, James Bond.
Oh, so they're dead.
Yeah, he's probably dead. But I mean, yeah, we can posthumously cancel him. I mean, we'll just shit on every movie he was ever in.
There you go. Cancel every bit of his work. Right. Good idea.
And if any of the people involved in that shit are still alive, Travis, we got something on him now.
We'll get him.
Pick of the week, Travis?
Actually, I have two, if you'll allow me that. My first pick of the week this week, I'm three episodes deep into the new Reacher series on Amazon Prime, starring Alan Ritchson as Jack Reacher. And boy, oh boy, this thing is great. I know people enjoyed the first Tom Cruise movie, as what I did as well. But this character, Jack Reacher, was always supposed to be like this kind of big, brooding, bulky guy.
Yeah.
And this Alan Ritchson plays him absolutely perfectly. I mean, this show, dude's in a fight. And he uses his face to block a punch. I mean, this shit is fucking
what
awesome.
Was he blocking it from?
I don't know. But I'm like watching. He's
it doesn't
like
sound like a very good block, Travis.
He's like, I think he's trying to stop the guy's momentum because he's like kicking one guy while punching another guy. And then another guy is swinging at his face. And to like slow his momentum, he like pushes his face into the punch. And the guy like it's fucking bananas. So
yeah,
it reminds me a lot of that show Banshee that I really liked. Just nonsense action, weird small town craziness. So Jack Reacher, and I just watched the first two episodes of the Will Arnett Netflix series Murderville, which if you're not familiar with that is the Will Arnett show where it's a scripted murder mystery where they bring in a random celebrity into an episode, and the celebrity doesn't have the script, doesn't know what the story is, just knows that he or she are going to be partnering with Will Arnett's detective character. And then the celebrity ultimately has to figure out who committed the murder at the end of the episode.
So it's both scripted and unscripted?
Yeah, the celebrity of the week, essentially, they are all improv pretty much. So
where's that at? Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's a Netflix show. They just dropped it, I think, this week. Murderville. It's quite good. I think there's 8 episodes and they're all like 30 minutes. So they're quick watches. The first celebrity is Conan O'Brien. And then the second episode that we watched last night was ex-NFL star Marshawn Lynch. So that one was pretty funny, too.
How's Marshawn's improv, Travis? Is he good?
Really good, actually. I was surprised how good he was at it. But I guess he's kind of been playing a character for most of his career, too. So,
well, guys, we did it. Be sure to check out Judy Tenuta's Kicking Cancer's Ass, the video on YouTube. And hey, if you want, reach out to her and tell her, like, you know, the stuff that you have to compare it to, like, you know,
tell her about your,
if you had the flu recently, like, tell her, just be like, I know what you're going through. I had the flu. So yeah. She'd really like that.
She does like that.
Guns out, fun's out. We'll be back live next week. Thanks. Bye.
If you're listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
over.
Well, bye.